Gold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and drydown data, is at AgriGold.com.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red December wheat is 734, up a half. March, 736, unchanged. Soft December wheat, 666 and a half, down 1 1/4. In March, at 678 and a quarter, down 1 1/2. December corn, 426 and 3/4, down a half. July, 452 and 3/4, up a half. November soybeans, 1268 and a half, up 2 1/2. January, 1260 and a quarter, up 8 3/4. July, 1234 and 3/4, up 10 1/4. December soybean meal, 398.30, up 3.40. December soybean oil, 41.35, down 24. December live cattle, 132.27 1/2, up 20. November feeders, 163.55, up 5 cents. And December lean hogs, 88.22 1/2. They're down 12 1/2. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
The guesstimates are starting to roll in. Bloomberg released their estimates for Friday's crop production numbers. Put corn at 14.029 billion bushels, that the average guess, with a yield 159.2. Harvested acres at 88.069. USDA, I believe, was 89.135. Soybeans, 3.215 billion bushels with a yield of 42.3. Harvested acres, the guess, 75.888, and versus USDA at 76.378. Does any of this matter?
That's a good question. I think it does matter. It's something to talk about, something to move the market around, but probably what's more important is the bottom line. Because they're going to adjust yield, they're probably going to adjust acres, they're going to adjust feed use, they're going to adjust exports. And I think there's going to be a lot of zigging and zagging. But the bottom line is corn carryout is going to be close to 2 billion bushels, and the bean carryout might be a little tough one to pick, but I'd say it's going to be ample, at, you know, close to 160 million bushels. I think from the conservative point of view, you got to focus on the bottom line because trying to guess the exact numbers on top. Those are going to be reshuffled again, clear into probably next spring. But it can create some ups and downs. But the bottom line is there's going to be ample supply here in the U.S., and there's probably going to be ample supply in the world supply-demand balance sheet also, Dave.
Okay, so let's look at those numbers. Corn, the average guess is 2.044 billion. Soybeans, 177 million. And then on the world, and these in metric tons, 155.19 for corn, soybeans at 72.40. How close to these numbers are we trading now?
Well, I think we're pretty close to those numbers as of right now. Now, the question is, you know, they factored in the bigger yield for, say. Now, the key is we go through the marketing year to see if that demand comes forward to keep us close to those numbers. If that demand doesn't come forward, then we're going to, you know, trade some bigger numbers yet. So the pressure's on the demand side of the equation. And there's some decent demand in the market. The end user's fairly well empty. But the fear is what happens once it gets full.
So will the trade and producers and hedgers and elevator operators be pretty grumpy come 11 o'clock on Friday morning if Wisely doesn't up export demands on beans and corn given the brisk pace that we've seen to date already?
Well, the thing is on the brisk demand up front and through here, they were empty, they're waiting. Are they going to be in a position here where they're front loading, getting most of their inventory up front here, then count on South America picking up the slack the second half of the marketing year? We've seen years where we've sold everything right up front, and then we sit around and watch the export inspections report and see what happens as far as shipments, make sure we shipped out what we sold and don't see the cancellations occur as they try to buy cheaper South American. It's kind of like going to the buffet. You learn a lot when you go to a buffet, Dave, watching people. When you go buffet, people are pretty well hungry. They're empty. They're starving. They go to the old buffet. They get loaded up. Once they get loaded up after an hour going through that line, they sit back and go, boy, I'm not going to do that for a while.
You only go an hour?
I want to go with you, man.
That takes us low to South America because we did get planning progress from Agrial, and it does appear everything's going on along down there, generally speaking, swimmingly.
Well, it's been swimming in a few areas, but it's going to dry out in those low, wetter areas there. But for the most part, there's no real fear yet. In order to get a bullish reaction out of the southern hemisphere, we need to, you know, see an extended period of adverse weather to give reason for the speculator to come in to be a buyer. Because presently, when you look at expectations of, you know, another record or a record production estimate out of the southern hemisphere, it's awful hard to step and buy it unless you're trying to pick a bottom in here and bank on some adverse weather during the growing season, which could very well happen in that type of atmosphere.
So I got on-priced corn bushels. What do I do?
Well, we've been in the defensive posture from clear back last winter on puts. We're getting to a point now where it's time to probably go the other way and through here. We feel as harvest wraps up, we can see basis improve. So if you're one just strictly cash grain marker, I just kind of sit tight here and see if we can't see a low recovery going in the middle of December. We're targeting middle of December to get caught up on some cash sales. We've already seen the market drop $2 off those highs clear back last winter. So what's another 10 to 15 cents to the downside if we already gave up $2?
Are you thinking that that basis will be over futures by the time 15 December rolls around?
Well, it could be in some areas. I know here locally our basis has been as tight as 12 to 15 cents, and that's unheard of. For our country bid right through here. So, I think it's going to stay active. I think you got to be mobile. You got to stay flexible. I've seen a lot of frustration from producers who've locked in to one elevator, and that elevator bid hasn't been that good. They wish it would have been flexible so they could have gone to another or trucked to another location to receive another higher bid than what they were locked into. So I think you got to stay flexible. For guys that's done hedging on paper, it's given them that flexibility to pick where they want to move that cash grain, because there's been some fairly aggressive bids from time to time to get stuff moved. Not as, you know, as high as we want it, but the basis has improved in a few areas.
You know, let's look at a few technicals before we let you go. Corn, long-term charts, going back to 207. This 425 area, the basis December, is really a long-term, long-trend line. It's a line you probably wouldn't want to see invaded to the south. Do you think, and we've tried a couple of times and haven't been able to crack it, do you think it will hold post-report?
I think we're going to take it out at some point in time. I mean, you go clear back to June, back when we were up around 5.5, talk about downside risk, 425 were there. I don't see why we can't push a little lower. What could save the market here is get a bearish report, take out some stops below the market, and see a good old-fashioned short covering rally. Speculative crowds, huge, huge short in the corn market.
Yes, they are.
And so that can reverse things here as they print profit on some short D's futures or do the Goldman roll or roll on out to the deferred contracts. It could, you know, give the front end a little support here, but it's not going to run corn back up over $5.
Thank you very much, Kurt.
Take care, Dave.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. December corn, 426.75, down a half. July, 452.5, up a quarter. November soybeans, 1268 up 2. January, 1259 up 7.5. And July, at 1233.5, up 9. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.